I've said this statement many times before. The word of God in your mouth is just as powerful as the word of God in his mouth. I wish some of these saints would really get a hold of this. One day you're gonna get it. But I hope it's not too late in the game. There's destiny that lies ahead of us. The greatest days of our lives are ahead of us. And we don't need to go into those days limping and crawling and, you know, all bruised up. And we need to go from a position of strength, speaking God's word. I'm telling you, you want to get the devil off of you? Start speaking the word. Start decreeing the word. Start filling your environment with the word of God. I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am a child of the living King. Come on, speaking the word of God. What does that do? That sets the program in your subconscious. That sets the temperature and the in your environment. That causes angels to be released. Amen. That causes the breath of life to come forth. The devil's pushed out of your environment, and abundant life comes your way. I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. That's the abundant life. You start speaking like that, your finances start lining up. Doors start opening. Miracles start happening. Favor starts coming. Your body feels better. Your mind thing, you think differently. That's kingdom. Right here, right now. Not someday in the sweet by and by. Is now. Kingdom now. Not tomorrow, now. We ain't waiting for something to happen. We're making it happen. I told him in Jamaica, God dropped this in my spirit. I said, stop waiting on God to move and make the Holy Ghost move. Ah. People waiting on God to move a lot of time. You can provoke God. You can cause the Holy Ghost to move. When them lepers sat there about to die, they said, why sit we here and die? We just waiting. We just wasting away. If we go there, we die. If we go there, we die. But at least they got food there. Let's go there. They got up and made a move and moved God with them. Come on, listen. Sometimes people are so religious in their mind. They want God to cross every T, dot every I, put the period. Lord, do I put an exclamation mark here, or should I put a question mark? Or well, says you do it. I'm convinced of this. God said that I will bless the work of your hands. Psalm 1 says, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now, see, when you really walk with God, you ain't thinking crazy thoughts. You ain't thinking all off-the-wall stuff. You're thinking in a conservative, temporal way, in a way where there's temperance. You're thinking with the mind of Christ. And God says, whatever you do, I'll cause it to prosper. Tell somebody, everything I do, everything I touch, everywhere I go, everything I say, all that I have, has to prosper in Jesus' name. Come on, when you convince yourself, amen, convince yourself. God already said it, but do you believe it? Yeah, I was listening to something, a little clip from Oral Roberts today from I don't know how long ago it was. But he said three things about seed faith, about, you know, he was the guy on seed faith. And he built that university. He got a 60-story building there. You know, I mean, a magnificent university. But he said he never had enough money. He never had money to start with. But he built it on seed faith. He said the first thing, three things about seed faith. Number one, God has to be your source. Not people. Thank God for people, because God will use people. Even doctors. Listen, when there's healing, how many know God is the healer? Hello, somebody. I said God is the healer. Whatever avenue or means or method God uses, at the end of the day, he's the healer. Man is just an instrument. Medicine comes out of the earth. Amen. All of that comes out of God's creation. And he's given man wisdom on how to do a number of things. But behind it all, I don't care what kind of medicine they give you, if God don't heal you, amen, you ain't gonna be healed. It's like people trying to have children. It don't matter how you try to have children, if God don't say life be. Hello. So understand, God is the source. Thank God for the job. Thank God for people that give. Thank God for the ability to earn. Thank God for favor. Thank God for money. Thank God for possession. Thank God for all these things. But behind it all, it's not your expertise. It's not how well you do something. Because if God said no, I don't care how hard you try. I don't care who you know. I don't care what you pay. God said no, you can't have it. But if God says yes, it don't matter what odds are against you, what people say about you, how unqualified you might be, God said yes, it's coming to pass. Amen. Ain't nothing can stop it. Tell somebody, God's my source. At the end of the day, God is my source. Now learn to handle wisely what he's given you. We don't always do that. But learn to handle and handle things wisely. See, handling it wisely is not for God's sake. Because whether we act like a fool or we act wise, it's not touching heaven. God cares for us. It breaks his heart when we act foolishly. But it doesn't harm him. It harms us. Because we break the laws. You know, in other words, we don't break laws. Laws break us. Hear that? Everything is governed by laws. Spiritual laws. Thank God for his grace. We were under the law of sin and death. But because Jesus died for us and redeemed us, and we put our faith in him, he delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into God's kingdom. He brought us out. Breath always has to go forth with our speech. When God speaks his word out of his mouth, his breath goes with the announcement of the word. Breath is his spirit. When God's word, as I said earlier, and his breath come together in our mouths, his spirit, we speak with the actual creative authority by which God himself speaks. The word says we are ambassadors. An ambassador does not represent himself. He's deployed into a nation to represent that nation. Not only that, the embassy, if you took, let's say this was the United States Embassy, if we took this place and set it somewhere in South America, it would be in South America, but it would be legally United States territory. That's why, you know, in some of these movies, if they can just get to the embassy, they'll be safe. Well, we carry a kingdom. We're ambassadors of a kingdom. And so where we are, therein is the kingdom. And everything that the kingdom affords us. So, God and His word are one. Always has come forth from His mouth. And think about it a moment. Think about this a moment. We say things sometimes, you know, don't mean a whole lot, or, you know, God has never done that. Every word of God is pure and true and never returns void, whether it be blessing or judgment. It won't return unto him void. We are the instruments in this earth realm through which God desires to send forth his weaponry. Jesus said he was manifest to destroy the work of the devil, which was the sin of Adam, which he destroyed. And he said, we are left here to destroy the works of the devil. We're cleaning up. Amen. All the residue, all the stuff that's left, we're here to clean it up, to destroy the remaining works of the devil. Come on, that's the mandate of the church, not to try to just get out here to get to heaven. No, we are authorized and deputized, and we have the word of God and the breath of life. We are born again. We are in communication with God. Amen. We are hearing. Let him that hath ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. If we can truly go back in our mind to how God has created man. We can go back to Adam because Christ came and he redeemed us. He's the second Adam. The first Adam is of the earth. His body was taken out of the earth. Now, I want you to see something here. In chapter 1, God spoke, let us make man. Now, isn't it interesting that it's in chapter 2 that we see him forming him? Man was here already. But God was giving, God spoke the DNA. Let us make the man in our image. And at that time, he created Adam. He created male and female. Where was the woman? She was here. You know, there's a kind of a saying that God put Adam to sleep and took a rib out. That's not the real Hebrew. God didn't take a rib. That's why men have one less rib. No. That, you know, you probably heard that before. That's why, the rib, because God, no, it ain't. In actuality, I want to paint this picture for you, and we'll study this more, but in actuality, God took Adam.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.